In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
He's not going to play tomorrow, but I think, you know, Cavs are... hamstrings, calves, you know, we just got to see how he feels on Friday. And, we'll be cautious, absolutely, here. But he's, you know, he's like, we'll just, you know, let's see how it feels Friday and we'll go from there.
That was Craig Counsell talking about Kyle Tucker. That was from Tuesday. We know Tucker had a calf strain. He had to leave the game. And then Willie Castro ended up filling in. He did not play on Wednesday against the Braves. And unfortunately for the Cubs, they ended up losing that game. So now we're trying to figure out what happens to him today. This is Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody. Mark's at Hallis Hall. As we get you ready for Cubs baseball right here on The Score, you can hear that game starting at 12:45. First pitch is at 1:20. The only local broadcast of tonight's game can be heard on The Score. Today's game, rather. And the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. I'm not going to do the Lawrence pause. It's gotten too much. Like, it's gotten to the point, Marshall, where if Lawrence pauses on Southwest Airlines Cubs, I'll take like 7 steps on a walk before he says the word radio network.
Why is he pausing? Do we have a story behind that, or is it he just does, that's his thing?
It's fun, it's funny, it's
okay.
Different.
All right, no, because I heard him do it, but I was like, oh, did I miss the memo?
Yeah, I had
this?
No idea why as well.
Yeah, I've heard
things
it.
People do.
No, I like it, but it keeps me on the edge of my seat. What's he going to say next?
And then I was walking, and I look like a lunatic, because I'm walking down the street, and then I'm walking during the pause, and I'm yelling to myself on my headphones, come on! Because it'd be like Southwest Airlines, Cubs.
Radio network. I was not on the edge of my seat because I knew the words that were coming after.
But
so
you
I was
jumped
not.
In. Like, Layla was going to let that milk for like a little bit more.
I know. She's going to let it go for about 15 seconds, but this is a short segment, so I want to get to what we got to talk about because I think it's very important.
Are you serious? You're trying to rush the timeline on guys like Kyle Tucker when I think he thinks he's got all the time in the world, not for his injury, but for his upcoming free agent contract. This is the latest from Jeff Passan. This just dropped at 7 this morning. He did talk indeed about Kyle Tucker, and I want to even take us back to what he first had to say on the Cubs Weekly podcast on Marquee. Which would you like to hear first, the most recent pass and drop?
No. Let's go chronological so we can let it play out.
All right. Previously with Jeff Passan on Kyle Tucker.
I've said yes in the past, and I will still say yes now, but I think the Cubs are going to have a limit that they're not going to want to go past. And the reason I have pause on saying unequivocally, yes, they are the favorite, is because I've seen this time and again. We saw it with Alex Bregman. Like, the Cubs should have gotten Alex Bregman in the winter. I've seen the Cubs have a willingness to stop and to say, we are not going to go a penny over that. And you can keep pushing and you can keep trying and you can keep cajoling and you can keep telling us we're not going to get the player, but we're not moving. And one could call that either discipline or foolishness. And maybe it's a little bit of both.
Hmm. So he said that he thinks that, yes, the Cubs were still the front runner last week to get Kyle Tucker.
But there was a cap.
What you don't want is for the Cubs to be the should have champions of 2025. You know, like, we talk a lot and joke about the Bears being offseason champs, and that's become a running thing in the NFL. You don't want the Cubs to be the running shoulda champions in 2025. Like, that can't be happening.
We might be on that path. We might be on that path after the trade deadline.
So, now that you know that piece, and again, that was the Marquee Cubs Weekly broadcast, the article today that dropped, number one, first bullet point with a bullet. How much does Kyle Tucker get? So he says, you know, goes into the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. $500 million deal, not looking unreasonable, But he says Tucker's best comparable might be Mookie Betts, not because of the similarities of their games, but rather the level at which they produce while maintaining minuscule strikeout rates, which perhaps in today's day and age, we don't value enough. Out of Tucker, he is eighth in on-base percentage. Fewest players are as good as any of the three facets of the game as Tucker, let alone all three. Betts is the most obvious, and he signed a 12-year, $365 million deal that started in his age 28 season. So yeah, the number is going to be big, likely in the $400 million range.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Marshall, that's about 200 off from what Jim Bowden has said to us and really maintained for the early, I would say, 4 or 5 months of that prediction.
I want to just stay right here. I've never been on board with Jim Bowden in $600 million. The $400 to $500 million made way more sense to me every step of the way.
Jim Bowden, yeah, he's known to go out on a limb here and there. That's to say the very least. But it also gives me an understanding of the range, because how many times have we been in this situation where we're talking about a guy in the nine-figure discussion and it starts out with a low figure, and then somebody like the Dodgers swoops in with Shohei Ohtani, or you have the Juan Soto contract. So I don't mind Jim going out there like that. But that's not what Passan is saying, and Passan tends to be somebody we look to as like the benchmark, if you will. He's that guy when it comes to the contracts. The Philadelphia Phillies, he goes on to say, could desperately use a big corner outfield bat, particularly if the next player on this list takes his talents elsewhere. The San Francisco Giants need a compliment to Rafael Devers in the middle of the lineup. Others, including the Cubs, will be in the mix. The market will find Tucker, as it eventually does, with the best players in every class. And the next player on his list is Kyle Schwarber.
Battle of the Kyles. I think for what the Cubs are willing to pay, you have to look around and say, if we don't get Kyle Tucker, what are the backup plans? And then the question could be asked, because of the injuries of the last couple of seasons, is Kyle Tucker still worth these numbers that are being bantied about? That's what it comes down to, right?
Well, and I think in part of all of this, I found myself thinking, irrationally, but I found myself thinking about the likelihood of Tucker staying as far as this brief headache, and hopefully it was just brief, with his injury availability. When you're already having to plan for somebody's absence and the players on the team that you're planning for to fill it were younger players with more years of control, I don't know how you don't wonder, like, A, given his free agent contract deal, you're thinking, well, we were going to have to do this anyway. You know, you're already planning for the exit. Are you getting a head start right now when you're having to fill the gaps in the way you are? But then again, it's like, no, he's the reason you're so many games above 500. Like, he was money in the bank for you. And when he's good, who's better? And you look at that eighth OPS and you're saying to yourself, even when he's not 100% himself, how much is he still affecting your team in a positive way?
No, I think that in the correlation at the All-Star break, or excuse me, at the trade deadline, excuse me, was when they wouldn't trade Owen Casey and so many guys were untouchable. I was like, is that because you know you need him because Kyle Tucker ain't coming back? That was the first thought in my head. How can you not think that that's a possibility? And that's what we're going to have to wrestle with between now and, of course, the decision.
And if that's the case, maybe Carter Hawkins just picked the word 2032 out of thin air when he really meant 2026.
And you
don't want to light a fire under the fans' butts to think that. But
if I was a GM today or an owner, either way, I'm not looking past 2027. I just refuse to. I'm like, we're doing everything we can to win between now and 2027, because I don't think 2027 is happening in the way that we hope for.
Hey, West Loop friends and people adjacent to West Loop, Join the score out at Wild Fork today, where you can meet Molly in a few minutes, starting from 11 until 1 at the West Loop location on South Halstead. There will be a food truck on site. Who doesn't love a Friday food truck?
Everybody loves a food truck every day of the week.
I know, and Wild Fork is some quality stuff. Plus an in-store scavenger hunt for a chance to win a $150 Wild Fork gift card. That is today with Molly from 11 to 1 at Wild Fork in the West Loop.
We can't make it. I just did the math.
I thought about it as well.
Yeah.
Coming up, we have more here on 670 The Score and the Raheem and Harris with Mark Rohde show. Our friend Adam Hoge is back. He's part of our regular Bears guests, and he will join us to talk more about that Ben Johnson, I think, plan against the defense we're going to see, and more injuries as well. Adam is next here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Rohde on The Score.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.